Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Your daughter is dead. Now we read this, but put yourself in this man's place. The enemy's already bearing down on him. And he hears the thing that's been running through his mind like machine gun bullets. He knows these guys wouldn't come and lie to him. These are his own people. They know they wouldn't have come and told him this if they weren't sure. What about pressure now? What do you think? What kind of feelings came over him? Huh? This is his baby. This is his girl. His heart. She's gone. She's dead. It's over. She's dead. No need bothering the master anymore. No need in him coming on. Y'all waited too late. You took too long. She's gone. What do you suppose he was tempted to say? Huh? Was he tempted? Was he pressed? Did he feel pressure on him to just come apart? To just break down? To start crying uncontrollably? Do you suppose he felt any pressure to start trying to blame somebody? Anything? Why did y'all take so long? I told you she was dying when I came. What if he'd have done that? This wouldn't be in here. Or y'all with me now? I know I'm taking extra time, but this is so important. What's going on? The pressure. The pressure. The pressure. It's over. It's too late. It's over. It's over. You should have done this. You should have done that. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that earlier? Why didn't you go see him early? Why didn't you go see him yesterday? Pressure. Pressure. Too late. Too late. Oh, but hear the words of the Master. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, was standing right beside him. He looked over at him. As soon as Jesus heard the word. In fact, if you look at it in the other translations, it says, ignoring them. That Jesus act like he didn't even hear them. This is how faith does now. It acts like it doesn't even hear the other stuff. Oh yeah, it bounced off my eardrums. It registered on my mind, but you just act like you did not even hear it. Oh, can you see this? He said to the ruler of the synagogue, he looked at him, Jairus. Jairus may have tears in his eyes. I don't know what's going on. I know he's feeling pressed. He said, Jairus, look at me. Look at me. Don't be afraid. He's just lost his baby. Don't be afraid. What's the pressure on? What's the pressure on to do? To change. To change from how he started out on this. Oh, it's pushing on him from every side. It's too late. It's too late. Jesus said, don't be afraid. What? Be not afraid. Only. Oh, do you hear this word? What is only? One. One. Only believe. What's he saying to him? Stay with me, Jairus. Stay with me. Don't quit. Don't yield to that fear. Don't open your mouth and say what you are pressed to say. Don't you do it. Stay with me. This is the only thing you've got to do. Just, what did you tell me a few minutes ago? She shall live. Stay with it. Stay with it. That's all I need. Only do that. Nothing else. Don't entertain anything else. Don't listen to anything else. Don't say anything else. Only believe. Now stop right here. Why would Jesus say that to him? Does it matter? Can't he just go on and heal her anyway? I mean, he's the Son of God. Why would he stop and say this way? Does it affect him? and what He's able to do. Is He the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then does it affect Him what we say in the crisis? I'm taking extra time, but friend, I see in my spirit situations all through this crowd, and I'm telling you, you've been believing God, you're doing pretty good, but the devil is going to try to pressure you to get you to back off and change, and you can't do it, or else it won't come to pass. You're the one that could mess it up. I'm the one that could mess it up. Only believe. Only. That's all. Only. Everybody say only.
Only.
Only believe.
Only believe.
That's all I do. I stay with it. I don't change. No matter what I feel. People are counting on us. There's so many people around us that don't know, your family and your friends and your associates that don't know anything about faith. They don't understand this. Somebody in this thing has got to believe God to get results. And it's you. It's you. And no matter what they say, you cannot let them sway you or change you. You've got to be with your soul anchored in Him, unmoved by whatever comes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we thank You. We praise You. Lift up your hands. Lord, we bless You. We glorify, we exalt Your holy name. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. What did Jesus say? Actually, Luke says it like this. Jesus said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Just like You said. You said it. Now stay with me. Does Jesus need us to stay with Him to get it done in our life? Does He need us to not say the wrong thing and not yield, not come apart? You cannot afford to come apart. People are counting on you. They're counting on you to stand and hold fast. No matter how great the pressure is, you cannot. Other people are falling apart. They're crying uncontrollably. They're feeling sorry for themselves. They're falling into bed. They're talking all kind of stuff out their mouth. You know better. I know better. We can't do it. I don't care if your eyes are full of tears, if you're hurting from the pressure of it, you gotta get up. You gotta be a woman of God. You gotta be a man of God, and you gotta say, none of these things move me. I will not talk dying. I will not talk failure. I will not. I refuse to. No, no, I will not doubt. I will not waver. I will not stagger. I have heard from the Lord. And this is how it shall be. And only this way. Don't you like what Paul said on board that ship? He said, "Wherefore, sirs, I believe God that it shall be just like it was told me." That's how it's going to be. Looked like they were all going to die out there. He said, no. I've already heard from God. How's this thing going to turn out? We all going to be saved. Thanks be unto God. Now notice what Jairus said. Notice what he said. Read it for me. Jesus looked at him. He said, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." And what did Jairus say? Read it for me. Huh? What did he say? Which was the best thing he could have said. Right here. If you don't change it, it reverts back to what you already said. When you're feeling so pressed and so pushed and you feel the thing on you, you just bite your lip and go, "See previous statement." What are you saying? I've already said it. I've already said it. See previous statement. What did he say? What did he do? He bit his lip. Oh, he felt like saying all kind of stuff. But he bit his lip and he tagged along with Jesus. Jesus walked in there and run all those people out that was grieving and crying over the little girl and brought, you know, the three in with him and the mother and the father. And he stood there. He's looking at his little girl, pale, dead, laying on the bed. What do you think that did to him? But what did he do? What's recorded that he said? See previous statement. He stood there and he bit his lip. That's all you got to do. Just stay with Jesus. Don't open your mouth and cut him off. Don't open your mouth and express the fear and the worry and the doubt. Don't do it. He has to have this from us. It is not optional. And if you do, what happened? Oh, glory to God. While he's standing there, biting his lip, going, what I said a while ago. Jesus was able to just keep right on operating, right into that situation, speak to his daughter, and she was raised from the dead and healed, and she's sitting at the dinner table eating with him in a few minutes. But it all could have been lost if he'd have opened his mouth when they gave him that bad report and he just come apart. He started crying and screaming, and it would all been lost. How many times people have prayed a good prayer, they've made a good confession, only to completely undo it later with their mouth. Things were already working and heading in the right way, but because of pressures and what they see and feel and thoughts, they undid it. They undid the whole thing with their mouth. Let it not be any more with us. Said out loud, I refuse to doubt. I refuse to change. I refuse to waver. I believe it shall be unto me even as he has told me. It'll be that way and no other. That's what I say, and no other. That's what I believe, and I believe that only. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Staying in Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104D. That's R1104D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.